We're going to, I mean, we already started yesterday, the new package, the new sugya. A couple of things. Bezrashem Chanukah, we have our annual Chanukah Mesiba on the second day of Chanukah. Thursday of Chanukah. I invited Rabbi Benny Krohn, who's one of the Mashkichim here, is going to speak as well. I speak and he'll speak. And have some latkes and things and... So please come, and that's a Thursday, so we should have regular shear that day later, you know, but from like 11 to 12, something around that, we'll have the Chanukah Mesiba. Okay. So, if you look on page 4 in the Gemara, in Mishnah Tzukah, Yud Tesav Beis.
Yud?
Machzelus Kanim. So you have a man of reeds. Targdol. Asal Shchiva Mekabelus Tuma. Vein Misachim Bo. The sichuch besachim ba, veinim mekabelus tuma. So, in other words, we know that one of the basic halachas in Hilchos Sukkah is that the sichach can't be mekabel tuma. So, if you have a mat, so if it's made for what? To lie on, then it's mekabel tuma, and therefore you can't use it for sichach. But if the mat was made for shade, to be put on top of the, shade, even for a secular shade, not necessarily the mitzvah shade, so then it's good tzchach and it's not mekabel tuma. So the Mishnah speaks about if it's a big gedola. So if it's a big mat, a solid shchiva mekabelus tum vein misachim bo, the sichuch mekabelus vein misachim bo, vein mekabelus tum. Reb Lezer omer achas ketana achas gedola, a solid shchiva mekabelus tum vein misachim bo, sichuch misachim bo vein mekabelus tum. If you look at the Rambam, how he summarizes in the Rambam. Take a look on page 8, Halacha Vav. Machzelus Kanim, or Machzelus Gemi, or Cholov, Ktanim, Stom, and L'Shchiva. So if it's Ktana, most probably it's L'Shchiva. L'Ficha Ein Misachim Bo. And can I saw Sol L'Sichuch. So it's Stom, means if it wasn't any particular kavana when it was made, mistam it's going to be for shchiva. Unless you said specifically that you're making it for shchichuch, then even if it was ktana, it'll be okay. Stam means there wasn't any specific enunciation of what it was made for. It was made to, you know, make money. And then we'll see what happens. But gedola stam al sichuch, because the big ones are made for sichuch ufichem sachva ukeno sol sol l'shchiva. But theoretically, so if you just made a big one, most probably it's going to be l'sichuch, unless you say specifically you're making it for shchiva, and then it's no good, because if it's shchiva, then it's mekabelus tumas medras. In Yishlok here, a few gedola in Masachim Bosh are Yuki Kli Kibul. But if it has something, it's not just a flat piece of mat, but it has a rim around it, so then that's like a receptacle. So a few gedola in Masachim Bosh are Yuki Kli Kibul. feel need to akir shula im sachim bab neishu kishivri kalim. Right, so if it has a base kibble, then it's not good. If you took away the base kibble, it's still not good. So it seems that's the important thing to know, what was the mat manufactured for. So then you have to know. I mean, in other words, if you're giving it a hechsher for a mat that's imported from China, then you got to really know what's going on in China, because if in China they're really using it for shiva, or that's what they manufacture. So even though it's imported to the U.S. for sukkah, it could be a psul daraisa. It could be a real psul daraisa. So you have to have your mashkiach, right? Go there and check out, you know, what's going on there. Yeah.
Do you later on change the purpose of it? Do you make a mat for sweeping and then later on you decide that you don't want it to sweep anymore, but you want it to stop? You're allowed to do that? Or is it once you designated it, that's it?
We'll see. Now the Rosh quotes from Rabbeinu Yeshaya Vitrani. Who is that? Rabbeinu Yeshaya Vitrani? That's the Tosas Rit. So if you want, we can see the Tosas Rit inside in the original on page 10. That's why I read it from the secondary source in the Rosh on page 9. You just flip it to page 10. To say for Piskei Harid, Rabbeinu Yeshaya Vitrani, and we could read it right there. So look at the second arrow here. He says, "Venerely, she'elah machzalos shemochrim v'tagorim stamayu lav l'shchiva kaimi." He says, "Most mats that are sold by merchants are not for shchiva. Shehein memalin osam tzemer, because they fill the mats with wool. Shegamozim hem mechitzas." So he says that, you know, we should just, the mocher, as we said before, he just cares about his money. He doesn't care what you use it for. So different people will use it for different things. So it should be dependent upon not what it was manufactured for, what it was bought for. It was manufactured to make money for the guy who's making it. That's what it was manufactured for. You want to use it to blow your nose, you want to use it to sit down, you want to use it to, you know, do whatever you want with it. Just give me my money, right? That's what you think. So, Shimkna Adam Lashkiva Mikabel Stuma. Mikabel Tsarachaka in Mikabel Stuma. In Cain, Adam Yochel Liknos Machzel Chadosh Olu Seim Sukkul Sachibo Tavgav Dechazel Lishkiv Vosem Machshavosu Azlinen. They came in the Kronos of Sichuk Vesichibo Einem Mekabal Estumah. So what is he saying? That it's all Toloi and what it was bought for. So that's one thing he says. seems like the individual, but now let's look in the Rush. So that's what the Piskei Rid says. So the Rush quotes him on page 9. Kosev Harav Rabbeinu Yeshaya Mitrani Eil Machzlos, etc. But then on page 9, on the top of the page there on the left side, the Rush argues and he says Velo Mistabrili. He says he doesn't think, in other words, he thinks that the guy who the merchant is just making it for whatever, and you can use it whatever you want, and then the halachic status is going to be determined on by the purchaser, by the consumer. But then the Rush says, "Lo mistabrili." And the Boston minuk anchi hamochem azlinin. To the kamar lo nechulku rav dosa v'chachamim on machzelas ushoshin tameis. Ilkach hamochem shenagul lishka v'aleim afilo amar lo'uman l'sachdo lo l'sichuch in m'sachim ba the miyodesh amar lo'uman l'sachdo l'sichuch. So he says that really it's based on what the in this locale, what is it normally made? Because I could have ordered, made a special order. I want you to make the one for me for what? For Sichuch. But if most of them manufactured in that area are for Shechiva, so then even though your one was Hindi Mukhana Muzuman. It was made Mamish for you specifically. You had a special order made. It doesn't matter. The Miyodesh Sha'amma Lu'uma L'sachna L'sicha Fasi Kuli Alma L'shuchibu. So then no one's going to know. Right. Some want to say it's like a Marasai and a Gzera, that you know, you can't go. You have to know. In other words, say I send a Mashkiach to China, and China, they're producing a million mats a year made in China. But I want to bring it back to Brooklyn to sell for a sukkah. So I'll say, you know, can you do a run of 1,000 for what? Not for Shechiva. So the Rosh says he doesn't know if that's going to help. Because you go Basar Anshei HaMokom. And if Mokom, Mokom Shenogu Lishkov HaHel, Afilo Amal Ulam Sakhlo Lusichok, Eim Sachimba. Because we don't know what.
Doesn't it more apply that even if you take small quantities of concessions to be spot to work? Because we tell the manufacturer to make it correct.
Because that's, but maybe that's only if the robe of the community is has that. But he's saying a chiddush. In other words, the Rosh is saying a chiddush that you follow. So this. But like Rav Gutman pointed out to me, that this makes a very big difference, because if you just look in the Gemara, it sounds okay, you got to find out what was this made for. But now we're being taught, even if it was made for the right thing, for the Sichuch, it still might not be good. That makes things much difficult, because this way. Yeah. Yeah.
I think sell.
That's an excellent question. Yeah, that's an excellent question. So we have to learn more. We have to learn more? Are we learning more?
So the point is, we say that it's zero. So let's say I found a way to take off, like maybe the table in Taiwan, so you wouldn't know like, where it's coming from. And then maybe there's no more I9.
If why? If you.
I'm not telling you where I'm getting it. Everyone in Taiwan, they're telling you to. But I'm not telling you where I got it from, but I just went to the game in Taiwan, I put that time. I called up my manufacturer and said, you need to want to send it over to me, because you know you don't want my time. But then on the other hand, maybe you say that, because I called up the manufacturer, he knows everything for stop.
Right, maybe it becomes, like Gemara says by Marasayan, that even if it could be also even Bechedri Hadar. Like Rabbi Ganach now becomes a Chavtsa Shalissa.
Rabbi.
One second. Yeah, what do you say?
In Panakama, this mission on Yud-Pet,
yeah.
Implying that if it's a small edit, if it's Amar, it's kosher, even if it was made for a Shiva.
Stam of the milsom.
Oh.
But if you make it befeirish, you say befeirish, you're doing it for the. So whatever you're doing it for, you're doing it for.
Oh,
but the Rosh is telling us a chiddush, making a new halacha. That even if befeirish, you go to the guy, he says, Hindi mukhar mzuman, to make it for shame, sukkah, you go to the Chabad rabbi in China, and you. And he's there. But it's not going to help if there's a million others that are manufactured for what? For a shkiva. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch, page 14. This is not a mitzvah. This is making the thing. It's not nothing to do with a mitzvah. Yeah, but this is then. It was chistuma. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch, page 14. Marcel Shakanim, Rikasha Shiva Gemi, Bain Shihi Chalaka Shivu Yadashkiva, Bain Shaina Chalaka Shaina Yadashkiva. Right, if it's smooth, it's usually run of the shkiva. Or if it's not smooth, it's not run of the shkiva. But if it's katana, the katanas we usually made the shkiva. So then, then the Ramah writes, Hagad the Hainu Sharov Bnei Osa Ha'ir Osi Masol Sichuk. What do you think? Right, so it sounds like where it's made, the way you gotta get from. In Higdola, page 15, Stoma or Menes Lasicha, Sachembel, Kerosol Yosha, Tanshim Minika Mokham, Lishkeba. And the Mogad Avraham says in Zion, Sheminag Mokum, Mokum Shein Minag Yadul Kuli Alma Mutar Lesachech. So the Shulchan Aruch is, the Ramah is saying over this rush, it's possibly like the rush. The question is, maybe you're saying maybe only for Ashkenazim. Maybe Sfarim don't have to worry about this Kudra. Maybe sukkahs with mats should only be for Sephardic Jews, not for Ashkenazic Jews. Yeah, what do you say, Moshe? Rav Shlechter, what do you say?
Nowadays, you can look everything up.
Online. Right. Google.
I don't know offhand, but like if I Google deep, you know, long enough, like, I'll probably find out. You know, made in some weird place.
What could you find out?
If I look long enough, I probably could find out. Probably if I'm going to search for 2 hours on a computer to find out what they put up here.
Oh, that's a good question. So let's look at the Bikur Yaakov on page 16. For Menesh Lashkiva, במקומות הלא לסתם מחצלס לשכיבה. לפי זה אפילו עושן בפרש של שוב, וכמו כן פסולים מדרבנן, מהטעם של כוס הראש, הפוסק הרמון, מי יודע אם לא עשו לשם כך לסורים, בבני מרס העין. זה פסול מרס העין. So that's a big zakhya.
The
Mars sign is people are going to think you're using Shiva.
Why is
the
power sign a problem?
Shouldn't
it be like today with
your
asthma?
You said, oh, so everyone
uses it, so therefore everyone...
So they have to say it's like, you know, the power of icing. You know, you think, and everyone knows that, you know, if you go to somebody's house for a meal and they serve ice cream for dessert, they don't say, oh, he's a thinking by Rebbe and Heisman of Riyagi, they could be in the beginning when these par things were first being made, so then it was a shiloh, then maybe you had to have a certain simonim, you know, the 9 can creamers and things like that, you know. But today, so Rebbe tells he's saying,
I think you have more bamboo,
because
you have more mats than anything else.
They
put
the
mats that are much higher than all other
stuff. True, but the
question is
where
they're
coming from.
It's not who they're coming from, where they think what they're made for.
Yeah, but right.
The Mara science is all based on where I am, not based on where they're made.
The
Mara science, there's no Mara science based on where it's made. It
should
be where I am.
It should be where you're getting it from. Right, but because since the place where you got it from, since in China, Moshe did a Google and said, and in China they make a million.
No one investigates where you got the mask from. There are so many guys from the silver store, and they don't go from mask back. They don't go past that. You have to assume that
from keeps it from original. Yeah.
They
keep the answer from before. Yeah. Yeah. Look at the Bikur Yaakov. Let's look at the Bikur Yaakov, page 16. See if come up. Mes Shiva. Come to Lo Stam Mechid Machtel Shiva. Please, I feel so in the various will say Sikh. Come up, so with Rabban, with Amshikos of Russia. מי יודע אם נעשו לשם שכח ועושים בני מרס עין וחדושים יקור בו. He says these new people, new things שהתחילו במינוסנו זה ביקור יעקב. ביקור יעקב is the יקש רבי. This is the יעקב אפלגר in Orchoner. That's what we hear on Bennett Avenue.
So the
Rebbe
of
Shachar
Paul Hirsch.
The Rebbe of Shachar Paul Hirsch.
Yeah.
He said he's 16 angry. He said a lot of people are starting to use mats. Mats made out of arom. So what's on the table? 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 He said, why do you think they made the mats? Well, because when people would go on trips for the horse and the buggy and the wagon,
say, well, on a mat, so they can sit on the mat, they don't sit on the dirty...
out of a roll?
It'll be a little
more dirty.
It's a certain amount of time. That's what most of them make. But even though you told the guy, hey, please make for me a mat for my sukkah, most of the mats are made for the agolos. Anyone who wants to care about his the summer should not have mats. Should use the branches from the tree, no mats. Like my father said, that's what they did. So he is livid about these mats. The Bikur Yaakov. So that's why in the Broy Sukkah I always ask, right? What is it? They don't use mats, right? They use bamboo, you see? So they follow the Rebbe. The Yeshiva Rebbe Shemshu Rapal Hirsch, that's what Rebbe Hirsch said. His Rebbe is the Bikur Yaakov. So if you're a Broy's person, you gotta...
I didn't know they have wagons with mats.
Right, but it could be the same svara for a different reason. Yeah, well, okay, so well, what do they do in China? Where?
China. Why? No.
China, so maybe since if you assume that most
China,
of them,
when I bought from China, they have no idea what I'm doing. There's no one going to see what I'm doing and then have some do something. Problem when they see not my sofa, they're assuming it's a culture, and then they're going to go and do something. They're going to make a puzzle sofa. How are they going to make a puzzle sofa if they're buying? If they go to the only place they're getting those masks in New York, would be the sofa store, which is making sure it's not a problem.
I'm telling you, I see your back in full shape. and the case of the Orphanair is that in his community they were...
In his community, they had these mats for the wagons, and the wagons, someone could think that...
So in other words, you'll end up buying the possible things.
Right. So I don't see the connection here with Marasai.
Unless you say that the Marasai, that the manufacturer could end up getting... Okay, I think we'll stop here for the time being. Okay, we're still getting our feet wet here. So if you keep coming here every time, okay, you'll make sure we get it right. Okay.